This past week, Pope Francis of the Catholic Church made his first appearance in the U.S. to address current issues that are detrimental to our society.
Thousands gathered and millions watched as the Pope arrived in the nation's capital. It was truly a historical moment when he addressed Congress and talked about the inequality of wealth and the need for environmental awareness.
In his recent publishing of On Care for Our Common Home, many have found it controversial for the Pope to provide input on these social issues. However, many do not know that Pope Francis has the equivalence of a master's degree in biology. I sat down with sustainability professor Ashwani Fashith and asked him his insight on the recent document.
How did you hear about Laudato Si by the Pope?
Through the news, I guess. It made a major impact in our circles. Not so much because we look to religious leaders to lay out guideposts, but because, he did lay out some very strong guideposts for the sustainability movement, and he brought the conversation to an audience that normally is not available to us. So it's a very powerful document. You should definitely look at it, and it's a very thought-provoking document.
Well, what are some of your thoughts on the documents? Is there anything that you feel that should have been left out or included?
No. The thing is, he talked about the critical issues, social justice, equality, environmental consciousness, planetary awareness. Those are the big picture ticket items. And if you take those into account, all the rest is detail.
Okay.
And you can always pick that up.
I'm here with Professor Regina Clark.
Now, how did you hear about the Pope's visit?
I definitely saw it covered in the media. It might have been television news and definitely followed up with newspaper. I think actually on the radio. The radio was the first I heard of it, driving in the car. Someone was announcing his coming and how it would affect traffic and other patterns.
Do you have any specific media coverage that covered it more?
Let's see. I would say it was probably more extensive coverage in newspapers. I did see a lot of television coverage because of the visual appeal. And just because I'm a commuter, I heard a lot of radio as well.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Do you know why he came? Since, you heard a lot about it.
Well, it sounds like one of the most important elements of his visit was addressing Congress. And then, there was so much else going on. He came to New York City, he came to Philadelphia, he flew in to D.C. So it was a multi-pronged visit, but I'm pretty sure that was advertised as his main focus.
Mm-hmm. What do you think the importance of his visit was? Because a lot of people have said, I'm not Catholic, so why does it appeal to me? So do you have anything?
Well, I think there were several reasons. First of all, it's his first visit to the United States. That alone was historic. But also because of the issues that he chose to highlight. I don't think he strayed away from issues that were controversial. There was a lot of coverage of the particular persons that he mentioned. He didn't necessarily go with very traditional devout Catholics, but people who had a little controversy, and there were specific issues that were pretty controversial for a pope to talk about, and he didn't stray away from that, so I thought it was really interesting.
After we had the input from professors, I decided to meet with student John Ferrella to see what his thoughts were. So John, what is your religious affiliation?
I was raised Catholic, Catholic home, belonged to a church, but as I've gone to college, I lost touch with faith. I don't believe in any God or any religion, so I'm not practicing anything.
Did you have any sort of reaction to the Pope visiting then to the U.S. for the first time?
I thought it was great. Even though I'm not practicing, I am a pretty big fan of this Pope. He's definitely the most tolerant of any of the Popes that I've been alive for. I thought him coming over here meant a lot to a lot of people, as you can tell by the masses that went to see him.
Did you follow the coverage of him in the news?
Yeah, for the most part, I was following through Twitter, just getting different articles, what he's doing now. He's having a mass at a different church, or meeting with a cardinal, or having a prayer session at Madison Square Garden. So, sort of keeping up with the Pope on Twitter.
Now, he mentioned a lot of issues that were big on controversy. Climate change, the increasing wealth gap. Some people said he overstepped any boundaries. Did you think that he did this by talking about these topics?
No, definitely not. I think it's important that he talks about these topics. I think a no comment from the Pope would be not helpful for anyone. There are so many people who are practicing Catholics. hearing the Pope talk about his beliefs and his tolerance on certain issues is huge for people to hear, especially because it's such a different tone from what previous religious leaders have said in the past.
We felt that people were generally pleased with the Pope's visit and what he had to offer religiously and in regards to social importance.
The historical visit from Pope Francis has seemingly touched millions, regardless of their religious affiliation. I'm Tyler.
And this is Charlie.
We're with WRPR News.